Recording turned on, no metronome. Woo! Hey everybody, welcome to Podcast Dude episode 51. Title of this one is, How Do I Build an Audience for Nothing? So I got this topic from a question that I read in Gary Vee's recent book, and that's Gary Vaynerchuk, if you've never heard of him. Interesting guy. Very interesting guy. Go look him up. Anyways, he wrote a book this past year, released it, called Ask Gary Vee, and it was really, really good. So there's a question in there that really stuck out to me. And the question was this: what's the best way to grow a following or community from nothing? And I think that's a $1 million question. We'd all love to have a following or audience, right? Well, if you're a podcaster, then you probably would. For some people, an audience means ad revenue. For some people, it means enough people want to buy your product or your work to support you. Some people just want the attention because they feel empty inside and they need to feel like people love them. And hey, I get that. I'm not judging that. I love feeling loved. I love being appreciated. So the question, how do you grow a following from nothing? That's what I wanted to talk about in today's episode. So again, welcome to the Podcast Dude, episode 51. My name is Aaron Dowd. Thanks for joining me today. Let's grow some audiences. Like plant a little audience seed and water it and watch it grow. Little audience seed. Where do you buy those seeds? You get them at the audience store. I don't know. Thanks for being with me today, guys. As I said in the pre-show, my name is Aaron Dowd. I'm 30 years old. I live in Fort Worth, Texas, and I help people make podcasts. Do a lot of writing related to podcasting. Put 50 episodes out. Woo! It's so weird to be at 50. Okay, so let's get right into it, okay? The answer to this question, I'm going to share with you what Gary Vaynerchuk said first, because I think it's the simple answer that is absolutely the truth, absolutely the correct answer. It is, if you want to grow a following, put out quality content every day and engage around it. Boom. That's it. If you want to grow a following, put out quality content every day and engage around it. That means talking to people, responding to people, being present where your content is. Okay, guys, that's going to do it for the show today. I really appreciate you guys for showing up. If you like this episode, if you found it valuable, head over to thepodcastdude.com. Wait, hang on a second. Okay. Sean just texted me. He says, you can't end the show right there. Okay, well, so I'm gonna dive deeper into this. Okay. Yeah, Sean. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. All right, so that it's not that simple, right? Put out quality content every day and engage around it. This is actually a three-step process. So number one, create content. Number two, engage around the content. And number three, build the community. So creating content, engaging around that content, building community. Let's jump into that a little bit. Let's dive in. So create content. Well, that means you have an idea or something valuable to share. You're going to communicate that idea with some kind of tool, some medium, and that's usually writing, podcasting, video, public speaking, things like that. You need to learn that tool or learn that medium, get better at it, and create more content. Number two, engage around that content. You're going to ask for comments or feedback. You're going to respond to comments or feedback, and you're going to go and make more content related to those comments or feedback. And finally, number three, build a community. So you got to define your audience. You invite people to come on your show. You be a guest on other people's show. You introduce your audience members to each other. You foster connections. You collaborate. That's building a community. So let's go into even deeper into that outline. Number one, creating content. Got a question from Jeremiah. He asked, how do you make sure that you're targeting the right audience since numbers don't matter? And for those of you who don't know, I talk a lot about how numbers don't really matter. It's all about creating content for the right people. My answer to this, there's a lot of great answers to this. Sean likes to say, curate what you share. And I agree, that's absolutely true. My answer to this was, know what you want to be known for and be all about that thing. Let that sink in for a second. Know what you want to be known for and be all about that thing. It's easier for people to understand you when you're all about one thing. If you're all about virtual reality, and that's all you talk about, if that's all you write about, if that's all you publish podcast episodes about, when someone in your audience, when someone has a friend who wants to learn about VR, everybody's going to send them your way. It's like, oh, you want to learn about VR? You got to go check out this Jackson dude. I don't know if Jackson listens to my show, but I'm trying to get him to start a podcast because he's all about VR. Anyways, if you want to be known for something, spend more time talking about it publicly and less time talking about other things. If you can spend all your time talking about this thing and don't talk about other things, everyone's really, really going to know what you're about. And Gary Vee said that you should be putting out valuable content every day and engaging around it. And while he's right, that daily output is very, very hard. If you can't put something out every day, like for example, I don't know. I don't think I could put out a 30-minute podcast episode every day. Maybe if it was my full-time job, even then it'd be a struggle. But if you can't put something out every day, then at least try to share something valuable related to your topic every day. So curate some valuable content that you come across. In my situation, it could be content about audio, content about producing podcasts, content about writing, anything that's kind of related to podcasting in general. And regardless of the niche or the topic that you podcast about, there's probably things that you could be sharing related to that every single day. And that helps you become known as a go-to guy for a certain topic. And that's what you want. You guys got to remember, this is important, so I'm going to say it pretty upfront. Be patient. This stuff takes years, right? In the beginning, when you're starting, if you're starting from nothing, you're going to struggle with knowing what kind of content to put out and how to use the tools available to get it out there. And it's really easy to say, okay, I'm going to put out a video every single day. But things get a little bit harder once you actually pick up a camera and try to shoot something. Because then you got to think about, okay, should I write a script? Where do I shoot this video? Well, what about, and this applies to podcasting too, what about intros and outros? What about microphones? What about the music I need? You know, do I have to create social media accounts for this show? Where do I get the artwork? What about hosting? There's so many things to learn about when it comes to any kind of content creation. So just be patient and don't give up when you hit roadblocks. There's going to be roadblocks that you got to overcome. There's going to be hurdles that you got to overcome. So buy some books about it, you know? Watch webinars, YouTube tutorials, buy online courses. Learn the tools and get comfortable with using them to create stuff. And this is another one I see a lot. A lot of people asking, how do I get more people to check out my show? Well, I actually think if you're asking that question, you should be focusing on something else. Instead of asking, how do I get more people to check out my show? Instead, ask yourself, how do I make a show more people will be interested in checking out? And can you guys see the difference there? It's very, very subtle, but it exists. Worrying about numbers will not get you more listeners. Finding out ways to make your podcast even more valuable to people will get you more listeners. And I know if you're just starting out, the idea of working on something for hours and then publishing it to an audience of no one is scary. I get that. You just have to overcome that part of you that wants to quit something because you think that not enough people are paying attention to that thing that you're making, to that podcast that you're making, whatever it is. If you don't push through this phase, you're never going to get to the part where the content you make is really, really good. So I want you guys to focus on delivering value everywhere. And this is something I've been thinking about a lot this past week. If you really want to grow an audience for your podcast, you need to be all about it everywhere. It needs to be featured on your website. It needs to be on your Twitter profile. You need to talk about it on Snapchat. You need to post stuff about it on Instagram. Otherwise, people just aren't going to notice because there's a lot of stuff going on in their lives. We all are very, very busy. You can't just put something out and then mention it once or twice or have it kind of on a page on your website somewhere on a sidebar. No, if this thing's important to you, if you want to grow an audience around it, it has to be everywhere. And I'm not talking about going and spamming people and just being like, hey, check out my show. No, just put it on your stuff. Put links to it. Link back to episodes that you've created. Tell people why they should listen. Like, people are only going to find your show. Well, this goes into a deeper thing. People will find your show if it solves a problem that they're having or if somebody else cares a lot about it and thinks that it's great enough to share. So if someone finds your show and they love it, they're going to share it with people that they think might like it too. And if you're not solving a clear problem with your podcast, then it's going to be difficult to get people to pay attention, because if you're just making a show that's about just entertainment in general, then you're competing with a lot of other podcasts, not just other podcasts, but every other form of entertainment. So it's going to be a little bit harder. It's going to be a little bit harder to grow an audience if you're just straight entertainment. I like to say, find your unique value and provide something that nobody else can. So yeah, there's so many options if you want to be entertained. I'm not going to talk about the TV shows I watch. Okay, so I mentioned this earlier, but you guys, if you're producing a podcast, if you're producing a thing, you have to be proud of it. You have to get excited about it. If you don't love your show enough to talk about it and be excited about it, then most people aren't going to pay attention. So create something that you can get excited about, that you can be proud of, and other people will see that and get excited about it too. Okay, so let's dive into number two, which, based on the outline earlier, I said was engage around your content. So create some content and then engage around it. So engaging around it is pretty straightforward. It's just asking for comments or feedback. If you make, it's weird to me when people don't do this. You make a podcast episode, you put something out there, you give something valuable in it, and at the end, you ask people what they think. You just say, hey, let me know what you guys think. Find me on Twitter, send me an email address, get in touch here. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear what you think. Ask on Twitter, ask on the social media networks when you put something out. Just say, hey, what do you guys think? What questions do you have? It's not that hard, and yet so many people forget to do this. And then if you get any comments or feedback, respond to them. Have a conversation with these people. Yeah, it's going to take time, but that's how you build an audience, one person at a time. And then go back and make more content from what you learn from those interactions. Find out what people are struggling with. Find out what people like. Find out what they don't like. And make some content for those people, because those people are your audience. We got a question in the chat. I'm going to scroll back. We got a question someone asked, Jeremiah, I believe it was. Okay, so Jeremiah had asked, or said rather, that he's been asking questions of his audience, maybe of his email list or whatever, and he's not getting replies. And Sean McCabe responded in the chat, and he said, reasons you're not getting replies if you ask for them, if you're not getting engagement. Number one, no one hears you asking. You haven't offered a compelling lead magnet or positioned it in a way that is seen as valuable to your target audience. Number two, you haven't established yourself as an authority. People need to see you as an expert before they will ask you questions. Number three, reasons you're not getting replies when you ask for them. Number three is you're not asking the right way. So you might be asking too many things, asking ambiguously, or asking in a way that is not clear and it makes people think too much. This actually happened to me yesterday. Someone left a YouTube comment, and the question they asked, I was just like, oh, what? What? And so I didn't respond because it wasn't a clear question. Number four, you're not asking the right people. If you did not curate your output, the people you've attracted will not be of the same mind. Thus, you're soliciting questions from people who don't care about the thing that you're talking about. This is very, very true. If all the people who follow you online right now, say, we'll just use Twitter for example, because I use Twitter. If everyone that follows you are like your friends from college or high school, and you're putting out a podcast about podcasting, and you ask and you say, hey guys, like, what questions do you have about podcasting? And nobody responds. Well, you shouldn't be surprised, because those people aren't the audience for your podcast. Like, they don't care. So you have to think about that. Curating, and it's scary, especially at first, because curating your social media feeds to be all about one specific thing, whatever that thing is that you're about, is going to turn some people off. Some people are going to be like, man, I like this dude when he was just making funny jokes about TV shows and talking about the bands and the music that he liked and you know, just posting pictures of his food or whatever. Now all he does is post stuff about podcasting, and I don't care about podcasting. Unfollow. That's fine. That's what you want, right? Like, you want to build an audience of around a certain thing. Maybe it's like the career path that you want, or the thing that you're passionate about, that you're trying to make your full-time job. You're going to turn some people off. Cool. Live with it. Be okay with it. Those people, if they really care, they'll follow you back later. Anyways, number three, building community. So you guys definitely want to build community. This is huge. And this is why it's important to define your audience, because not everyone is going to want to be in your community, especially if it's a community for everyone. Like, that just doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, we want to be part of tribes, part of communities that are full of people that share our similar interests, that share our same mindsets. You know, you don't want to go and hang out with a bunch of people who are on the opposing political side of all this stuff that's going on right now with politics. Like, you don't want to go hang out with those people all the time because they don't share your mindset. They don't share your vision for the future. You don't have similar goals. You're not trying to accomplish the same things. So you need to define first what kind of audience you want, what kind of community you want to have. Like, what are your goals? What is your mission? What is your vision? And they say, okay, cool. And then you write about that and talk about it publicly, and that's going to be your audience. The people that are interested in getting better at playing guitar or getting better at making YouTube videos. There's so many different things. But Jordan Newhouse had asked, where do you go to build your audiences? Social media, guest posts on other blogs? Is it true that if you build it, they will come? And I think it is a little bit of everything. Social media, yes, great. Talk about what you care about. Put it in your, like, your profile should reflect that. People should be able to, anywhere people go, anytime there's like a little about page, you should very clearly explain what you're about. And especially if you can do it in a way that tells them what they're going to get out of following you or interacting with you. Like, there, it's one thing to say, I make a podcast about podcasting. Okay, that's cool. But it's so much better to say, I make a podcast where I will teach you how to be a better podcast. Then someone's interested because I'm offering to do something for them. So keep that giving aspect in mind. Yes. Guest post on other blogs, build the thing, make a website, make it SEO friendly, all very, very important stuff. But I would say one of the most important things is to collaborate. Collaborate with your quote unquote competition, right? Your competition. Well, one of the best ways to get new audience members is to collaborate with the people who are trying to speak to the same audience that you want to build. Let's say I'll use my friend Adam Martin, for example. If you're a designer who's passionate about sports design and sports. Well, you want to find those same people who are writing blog posts and doing podcasts and making videos about sports design and invite them to be on your show. Send them an email and ask if you can like write a guest post for their blog or be on their video show or be on their podcast. So in two things, invite people who share your passion to come on your show and then be a guest on other people's show. That's really, really simple. You will build an audience by doing that because you're growing a community, you're introducing your audience members to a larger community, and you're also going to get audience members from someone else's community to become aware of you and hopefully follow you. And then also introduce your audience members to each other. This is really, really important too. You as kind of like the guy for this thing, you can introduce people and make connections that can really, really change people's lives. It just takes 30 seconds to say, hey, you know, Joe over here, I know Jane over here, you guys are both interested in the same thing. And I'm not suggesting it turns into like a romance or anything, but it's like, maybe you should work together. Maybe you should be friends. That's really, really important too. Okay, so before we go, I got to wrap up some takeaways here in a second, but I just want to say, if you want to build an audience, you got to be willing to open up and to share your story and your goals and your dreams. Part of growing a following involves sharing yourself. You're going to have to be comfortable with talking to people, with sharing your opinions and your thoughts surrounding the topic that you're passionate about. And then you also have to be willing to listen to others as well. In the beginning, it's especially important to invest in those early fans. Those are the people that are with you from the start are going to help you spread the word about the show. And those are the people who are going to give you helpful, honest feedback if you let them. So invest in them, give access to you, you know, talk to them and listen to them. And as your audience grows, you're not going to be able to maintain those close connections. That doesn't scale super well, but you can still respond to people. I mean, back to Gary Vee at the beginning, he talks to people online all the time, just super quick interactions. Everybody knows he hustles. Everybody knows he's super busy, but he takes time out of his day to say hi or to say thanks or to shake someone's hand or to tell someone how much he appreciates them. And I think that's a big part of the reason he's been so successful with growing an audience, besides his work ethic and his hustle, as he likes to say. I think a lot of people make fun of him and they just think, oh, he's just the loudest. They think that he's winning just because he's the loudest, because he's energetic and exciting and he talks and he yells and he gets pumped up and he tries to motivate people. I don't think it's because he's the loudest. I think it's actually, if you pay attention to him for long enough, you'll see this. I think it's actually because he's the most grateful. He really, really shows gratitude often. I was reading the book and he says thank you, and he talks about how grateful he is, like on every other page. It's just always like, I'm so grateful for everybody. I'm so thankful for all this stuff. And it got to the point to where I was like, yeah, dude. But then I was thinking about it. And a lot of people aren't grateful for the audience that they get. They're not grateful for the man, if you only have 5 friends, be grateful for those 5 friends. If you've got 100 followers, be grateful for those 100 followers, you know? Good stuff will come with time. A little bit of a rant. Okay, so let's get into some takeaways before we get to the questions and answers. So for a recap, if you want to grow an audience, yes, put out valuable content every day and engage with people around it. Know who you're creating for and what they want and need, and make stuff for those people. Don't be afraid to ask your audience members to share your show with a friend, and make yourself available as much as you can. Be polite and respond if people ask you questions. And finally, be patient. Remember that the people that you look up to, the ones that have those huge audiences, they've been working on growing those audiences for years, if not decades. Decades, maybe sometimes multiple decades. So the best time to get started with building an audience is right now. Start creating content. All right, that's the show for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun for me. If you got questions, if you have feedback, as always, aaron@thepodcastdude.com, or you can head to thepodcastdude.com. There's a little get in touch contact button right there on the sidebar. You can say hi, ask me questions. If you wouldn't mind, it would really help me out if you go to podcastdude.com/iTunes. That'll take you to the iTunes store where you can leave a 5-star review. I would be so, so grateful. Thanks to everyone who's left them already. If you guys are interested in becoming part of an awesome community, check out seanwest.com/community. It's a fantastic place. I love it and a great investment. That's all I'm going to say about that. So, got some questions to do in the after show. Oh, thanks, Corey. Corey posted a link in the chat. That's probably one of my favorite things about the Sean West community is this live chat that we got. A lot of big, big things coming in the future, though. I'm excited about all this. All right, stay tuned, guys. I'll be right back. All right. Man, I don't know if it's my headphones or my mic, but I feel like I sound pretty good today. Okay, got some questions here in the after show. Daniela Ann asked, if you had to pick between quality and consistency in terms of growing an audience from scratch, which would you say is the most important? That is slightly hard, but I'm going to say consistency. I'm going to say show up, create often, create as much as you possibly can, cancel appointments with your friends, quit your job. No, I'm just kidding. create, and you'll get better over time. You know, I said this earlier in chat. I don't think most people get worse over time, generally. If you're paying any attention at all to getting better, to improving, to trying to make something better each time, you're not going to get worse by showing up and putting stuff out. And it is hard, you know, because all of us watch these awesome videos, these awesome vlogs, and then we go and we pick up a camera and we try to make something, and you're like, ugh, this is not as good as these other people's stuff, and I don't know why, but you got to keep showing up. We can't all be Corey Miller with our vlogs right away. Sometimes it takes time. So try not to compare yourself to anyone other than yourself last week. Be better than that guy or that gal. Yeah, show up consistently. Put it out. Quality, I think quality will increase over time. Okay, Matthew Kakanda. Hope I said that right. Kakanda? Matthew asked, I've been building my business for over 5 years. I have a few friends that always support what I do, but now that I'm trying to branch out and really try to make this commission design business lucrative, how do you find the audience? I feel like I'm starting from scratch on something that's been 5 years in the making. Cassandra. Cassandra. I would not have guessed. That's a cool name. And I was checking out your site yesterday, man. And it looks like you do custom paintings for people. This is the commission. So I don't know about the design side of things, but the painting thing is really, really hard. And so the question you have to ask yourself is, am I solving a real problem that people have? Or am I creating something that's just kind of a nice to have? Because there's a huge difference. If you're working to create something that's just a nice to have for people, then I feel like it's a lot harder to make money than if you're solving a real problem that people have. This is just like the entertainment podcast thing, right? Like with my podcast, I am teaching people how to make better podcasts. That's solving a problem. They're going, I wish I could make a better podcast. How do I make a better podcast? They're looking for a show or they're looking for a product. If I had a course out, which I'm working on, they could go and they could buy this thing and that would solve their problem. If they're just like, I'm bored. What should I do? It's like, well, okay, I can watch the last Game of Thrones episode. Or I could go and listen to any of the bajillion albums that are on Spotify. Or I could go listen to that one podcast I really, really like. Do you see the difference there? It's like something that's kind of, oh, this would be kind of nice, but it's not a problem. The guys on the Sean McCabe and Matt Lopez, who do the Lambo Goal podcast, which is super good. You guys should go check it out. Something they said on last week's episode was, if you want to make money, if you want to make real money, find the people who are having like house burning down problems, right? Like, my house is burning down. This is a big problem. I need someone to fix this problem. You want to find people who have problems that are that important to solve. And that's where the real money is. And some people at this point are going to be like, well, I want to make art. I don't really care that much about making money. Well, then we're not talking about business. We're talking about art. If you want to do something that makes money, provide value, I feel like you should treat it as a business, which means solving a problem. Yeah, Corey Miller is supposed to be writing a book called Nice to Have Book. I think, is that done, Corey? That's done, right? He's got a website up. Okay, I'm on a landing page. I'm writing a book to help you get notified. Okay, so you guys will have to go to nicetohavebook.com and sign up and get notified, because Corey has a lot of great thoughts about this. He's one of my friends on the Sean West Network here. Awesome dude, smart dude. This book is going to be great. I'm excited about it. I'm going to give him a call later and be like, yo, dude, what's up with that book? Nicetohavebook.com. Check it out. I think that'll really, really help. All right, Matthew, I hope that helped, dude. Okay, Abdul asked, what is the single most important call to action I can give my listeners at the end of the episode or end of an episode? Yes, that's a great question. What is the single most important call to action you can give your listeners at the end of an episode? Give them that. I can't tell you what it is. You know, I will say this, based on the conversations we've had here, we've discovered, and I think science backs this up, not really science, but research, that the more different call to actions you have, the less likely people are to take action on any of them. So really, if you want a call to action to be really effective, there should be one or maybe two. And see, I mess this up sometimes too. I'm just like, go follow me on Twitter, go check my email, blah, 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 just a bunch of different things. No, it should be like, here, all right, now that this episode is over, here's what I want you to do. Go do it. Go do it. Don't question me. Just go do it. So maybe that's follow me on Twitter. Maybe that's go check out my website. Maybe that's go sign up for my email list. You got to make that call. I can't make that call for you. But yeah, definitely think about, just give some kind of call to action, right? Just Just don't leave people hanging. Give them something to do. Come on, guys. Like, when people get to the end of an email or they get to the end of a podcast, like, they're going to have to do something else. Why not give them something to do? Holy crap. I can't believe it's 2016 and people are still not asking for something at the end of an episode. Bizarre. Bizarre. I don't know why. Okay, Jeremiah Tutwiler asked, you guys have cool names. Do you create content daily or do you have to create content daily? I know this is the holy grail, but can you build an audience if you are consistently creating content on, say, a weekly basis? Yes, definitely. You can definitely grow an audience based on if you create on a weekly basis. I know because I've been doing this, but I think you should supplement it. I think you do need to stay on top of people's mind. So like I put a podcast episode out every Monday. I also stream live to the Sean with community every Monday. I participate in the community, but I'm also on Twitter. I share links to podcast stuff. I talk about stuff. I engage with people there. So it's like try to put out something really valuable at least once a week. And then give little jabs of value here and there. If you can write a blog post, like publish a podcast episode on Friday, write a blog post and publish it every Tuesday, that's even better. Now you're twice a week. You just want to try to do more. Try to do more and not look for excuses to be like, can I put out a podcast once a month and still be successful? Maybe. I don't think so. I mean, over time, people will go back and find the backlog and you've got 30 episodes and they're like, cool. Well, I'm gonna binge listen to all 30 of these episodes. And then they're done and they're like, I got to wait another 3 weeks for the next episode. They're going to go find someone else to listen to. They may not even remember when your podcast artwork comes up in their podcast player. They're going to be like, what the crap is this podcast? Where did this come from? Oh, I think it's that, it was that one guy who did that one show about, and then they just scroll past you. Sorry, you lose. Definitely try to do once a week, twice a week, three times a week. Big content. And when I say big, I mean like, you know, 500-word blog post or a 1,500-word blog post, if you're good at writing, if you like that, some kind of video, some kind of screencast, some kind of blog post, since I know most of you are into podcasting, some kind of podcast. Just put something out weekly and then try to do a little bit more in between, whether that's talking to people on Twitter, posting pictures to Instagram. You guys know the little things I'm talking about, those little value adds. All right. Cool. That's going to do it for the show today, guys. Great questions. I hope that was helpful for all of you. I'm going to finish this off by quoting Ed Williams because I like this. Putting out average content on average schedule will get you average results. Don't blame the audience. Blame yourself. That's a little bit harsh, Ed, but no, he's right. Take responsibility. It's not your audience's fault if you're not creating content that resonates with people. It's all on you. Success is on you. So go out and figure out what you got to do to make something great. And then do it. Execute. Show up. Okay. If you guys have questions, I'm at The Podcast Dude on Twitter. You can email me, Aaron@thepodcastdude.com. Have an excellent week. Go forth and be awesome.